B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 5:37. Your 80s Artist of the Day continues. John Mellencamp is your 80s Artist of the Day. Please don't call him Cougar. Nobody wants to be called a Cougar. Am I right, LBF?
You know what? No. You're absolutely right.
Okay, good. Good to know. So we're just going to go with
expression.
John Mellencamp. He's not a Cougar. Hey, National Fluffernutter Day.
Nice.
Observation question. Can an adult eat a peanut butter and fluff sandwich in public and
they
not be
two.
Ridiculed? Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, absolutely.
You could go into the lunchroom later today with your peanut butter
proudly.
And fluff. Proudly.
I would actually make an announcement. I would say, look at me, losers.
Enjoy
your bologna and cheese. I have Fluffernutter.
You couldn't.
Who else is eating bologna and cheese?
I love bologna and cheese.
Who's that guy? I like it. Are you mustard or mayo on bologna?
Mustard.
Me too.
Yeah, it's so
mayo
good.
On there just doesn't seem right.
No, it's not
I've
right.
I've seen people do it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But you couldn't make the announcement if you had Fluffernutter. Your mouth, your
yeah,
tongue stuck
do.
To
I like
your...
bananas on it too. That's a good, you add a little banana.
Oh my God.
Mm. Yeah, just go, you know.
That's crazy.
Well, bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas, isn't it?
Never thought of that.
It's good.
Peanut butter, fluff, and bananas.
You got to think outside the Fluffernutter.
I got to think outside the jar.
Yes,
I'm exactly. inside the jar too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good stuff.
That. Yeah.
I have no idea what it's made of.
Well, you don't want to know. It's National Fluffernutter Day. Okay. Anyway, it's 5:39. Nobody knows what to wear to work. I've got a heavy fall coat and a short sleeve shirt. I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You're all in with fall, though.
I am in. I won't see a pair of shorts till June.
Yeah, I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt and a bathing suit.
Please tell me it's underneath. Yeah, all right. 5:39 here at WROR. Good morning.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
All right. Coming up, I will tell you whether or not it makes you happier to either save money or spend money. You might be surprised.
Okay. You know. I've got what's big in bras this month.
Okay, good.
Oh, boy.
I think I know.
All right.
Now I have your attention.
Yeah, Brian.
I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say now. No, I'm going to tell you about a local doctor who actually just won the Nobel Prize.
Wow.
Hello.
Local doctor.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. All right. It's all brought to you by Shaw's. Gas rewards are now better than ever. They are excited to announce they're now partnering with Exxon and Mobil to bring you the savings at the pump. Shop at Shaw's. Start earning and now redeem at participating Exxon and Mobil stations. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. Go to shaws.com/rewards for details. Okay, LBF, tell us about those bras, please.
The D Cup in Rhode Island runneth over.
Okay.
Because this is a Rhode Island breast cancer awareness campaign, and they're trying to set a Guinness World Record of the world's longest bra chain. Oh. They've linked together 200,000 bras that they've been collecting since 2009, and it was inspired by an employee of Athena's Home Novelties after she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And the group is linking the bras together at River's Edge Park in Woonsocket. And as of this past Saturday, they collected they had connected 20,000 bras. Their deadline to finish the attempt is tonight.
How many
at
do
six.
They need?
They need a lot more.
Yeah.
They have to beat the previous record of 166,625 bras, which was set in Australia in 2009.
That's a lot of
bras. But if everybody knows about it and they bring their bras, that's a lot.
I shouldn't say this, but I noticed a lot of women aren't wearing bras as much as they used to. Maybe there's some available bras.
Really? You've noticed that?
Well, you know, in passing.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Got really creepy in here.
No. It just seem like they're not as popular as
they're pretty
to be.
Popular, Bob.
Are they still?
I think so. Huh, I don't know where you're hanging out.
Well, I just tell you, Brian, I've just noticed, you know, that occasionally.
All right.
Maybe it was the hot summer day.
Maybe it was. was.
Maybe I was delusional.
Probably.
Okay, good. Brian,
maybe you just needed a sandwich. All right, let me tell you about this guy. Dr. William Kalin Jr. He's a professor of medicine at Harvard University and a researcher at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute right here. And Monday morning, right around 5 a.m., his phone rang. And he said, that's kind of strange. And then he noticed that it was from Stockholm.
Oh.
He said, wow, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And it was the Nobel Prize Committee notifying him that he was a recipient of the 2019 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. And he's right here doing research. He's a 6-year Pan Mass Challenge rider.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
And I feel like I won the Nobel Prize because,
by
you know.
By association?
Because
well,
coming up in, yes. don't harsh my high here, because coming up next week, we're actually going to the Czech presentation for this year's Pan Mass Challenge.
Great.
And we're going to reveal the how much we've raised, which we're shooting for $60 million, and all of that funds this Nobel Prize winner's research, and so that's pretty cool.
All coming full circle.
So don't harsh my buzz.
He lost his wife to cancer?
He did.
Yeah.
In 2014, he lost his wife to brain cancer. She was also a surgeon. Mm-hmm. And she was a surgeon at Brigham Women's Hospital. Wow. And for a while, he actually was like, God, I hope I don't win an award because I don't know if I can take it. And now he actually got to the place where he actually said, I saw it on Channel 5 last night. He said that he thinks that she's smiling down, nodding, saying, I told you. I told you this was going to happen.
That's God. That's incredible.
That's a really cool story.
Pretty cool.
Local, great story.
Congratulations.
And Dr. Kalin.
Congratulations.
Okay. And lastly, will saving money make you happier than spending it? Yes. 2/3 of Americans say saving money makes them happier than spending it. Who are these people?
I have both theories, because I love spending money on boots and fall, and it's fun.
Yep.
But I also have a passbook savings account, like a little old lady.
For Christmas?
Yeah. And I love to put money away in it.
It makes
me so happy.
Well, cutting discretional spending like shopping is the most people are willing to do in order to save like $100 a month.
Yeah.
Other ways to save money include adding another source of income. Now, how about that? But yeah, more people lose sleep over money than their relationships.
Totally.
Right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
By
I mean, when you're older. When you're young, you like think love is important.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I said that out loud.
Wow, you did.
Wow. I don't know what you're getting for Christmas. Hopefully Dave's saving for you. All right. Wow. That's pretty cool. It was, anyway, for a couple of minutes. 6:25.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Think that rich girl's eating chicken?
Yes.
Chickens for poor people.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
stop it.
I didn't say it.
I know, but you're repeating it.
I can't believe it.
I'm with the child.
Below Deck is pretty good.
I got to start watching. I know my wife, Carolyn, loves Below Deck.
You'll never get up from the couch. It's weirdly hypnotic.
Some rich lady
hypnotic.
Said, chickens for poor people.
Yeah, you just the people who take the cruises are just horrible.
Just can't stop watching it.
Yep.
Okay, speaking of horrible, over the weekend, this was a high school football game. They're saying, for some reason, I don't know how this was caught on tape, but the worst Hail Mary call ever. You know what a Hail Mary is, right, LBF?
I do.
Last play of the game. No, oh. Not at church. No.
No, I didn't know it was the last play, but that's
okay. Well, usually because you're just all you're
just
doing
the,
is.
That's it.
So here's an example of the greatest Hail Mary we can remember around these parts, 1984. Yeah. BC versus Miami. Okay,
yep.
here's the call.
Flutie takes the snap. He drops straight back, has some time. Now scrambles away from one hit. Looks, uncorks a deep one for the end zone. Phelan is down there.
Oh, he got it!
Did he get it?
He got it!
Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown!
That's a Hail Mary. That's a Hail Mary.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go to, it's a Division II college, it's not high school.
Okay.
This is why you don't let English professors call the games.
Okay.
All right, here's their Hail Mary pass.
Pettis trying to get some push. Brenner's going to get it there, no doubt about it. What's going to happen now? That is caught for a touchdown. I don't believe it.
Four guys
back there, they couldn't stop the play. I don't know who caught it. Oh, it's going to be Justin Davis. Yeah. What a walk-off win for Ashland. Yeah. Incomprehensible series of events for Grand Valley on the last two plays.
It was incomprehensible.
Inconceivable.
Not an exciting guy.
Wow. No.
And
wow. He really could hold it together.
Yeah, he did hold together. It's an inconceivable one.
It appears like I'm bleeding. I better go to the hospital.
You don't let the English professor call the games at college. Anyway, 6:33 has trouble spot traffic.
All right.
Hold on for a second. Sure. LBF will do your dirty laundry. What's up?
Yeah.
Well, you like The Queen, the show The Queen?
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, it's about the Queen of England.
Not about Freddie Mercury.
Not about Elton John.
Anyway, somebody consulted with a dead person to get tips for her role.
Okay.
Queen.
I just can't wait. Yeah, that's
pretty weird.
Why are you making me wait, LBF?
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, 6:46, brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. Here's LBF.
Okay, well, we've got the cast from the past week on ABC that I'm going to give you a heads up about. Dakota Johnson from 50 Shades of Grey had a birthday. I'll describe who was there. But first, let's discuss Helena Bonham Carter. She is in the new season of The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really good show.
I've seen that.
Oh, I called it The Queen.
That's why I was confused.
Like, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The Crown.
Okay.
And she plays Princess Margaret in this new season because everyone ages. They get rid of the old cast and they bring in a new cast, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people, they research their roles. They talk to relatives. They read biographies. Well, Helena Bonham Carter took it to a next level. She talked to a medium who got in touch with the dead Margaret. She's been dead for 17 years. And talked to Margaret.
Oh,
and Carter described the process. So I asked her, are you okay with me playing you? And she said, you're better than the other actress.
Oh, she did?
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
This is amazing.
Did she say that?
That's what Princess Margaret said through the medium.
Dang.
Yeah, that's a smart medium.
She want kickback?
That they were better than the other actress that they were thinking of. They will not admit it who it was. It was me and somebody else. They made me think that she is here because that's the classic Margaret thing to say. She was really good at complimenting you and putting you down at the same time. That's what Helena said about Margaret. And then Helena said, then Margaret said, but you're going to have to brush up and be more groomed and neater. Mm. And then she said, Margaret, get the smoking right. I smoked in a very particular way. Remember that. This is a big note. The cigarette holder was as much a weapon for expression as it was for smoking.
She had a cigarette holder.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, if I take up smoking,
I'm getting a cigarette holder, like Cruella DeVille.
Right. Yeah.
That's true.
Watch out, dogs.
Anyway, Helena Bonham Carter was married to Tim Burton. We were just discussing this.
And they're divorced?
They're divorced. They divorced in 2014. She also had a fling with Kenneth Branagh, who was married at the time to Emma Thompson. And I just read that Emma Thompson has forgiven Helena Bonham Carter, and I feel better.
Yeah.
I feel like I've
waited. Stealing her husband?
Well, they separated in 2014. They were never married, though.
Oh, they weren't?
No.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Easier. Paperwork. okay, Dakota Johnson celebrated her 30th birthday, 50 Shades of Grey actress. She goes out with Chris Martin, who was consciously uncoupled from you-know-who, Gwyneth Paltrow, who was at the party and posted about Johnson on Instagram just to make sure everyone knew how awesome and progressive their relationship is. I can't live a day without discussing Gwynny.
Mm.
And finally, the cast from
the past. We can try. You want to give it a shot?
It's just one of those things where it's of course you did.
Right.
Cast from the past. This is kind of fun. This is going on this week on ABC. They're doing like casts from old ABC shows and actually old shows in general. And putting them on shows on ABC. So on The Goldbergs, the cast of Cheers, that's tonight.
Tomorrow
night. The Conners is tonight. That episode reunites John Goodman and Dan Aykroyd. It's kind of fun.
Yeah,
Bless This Mess. That's Michael Ian Black is reunited with his Wet Hot American Summer, Lake Bell. That's kind of neat. So look on, we'll put it up at WROR.com just to see the old and the new get together.
People like
it's like a Hollywood marriage.
Right. People like the Goldbergs, right?
You guys love the Goldbergs. Yeah. I love the Goldbergs.
So Cheers is going to be on that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love Cheers.
Who's coming from Cheers? Ted Danson?
No, I don't think so.
Diane?
It's Cliffy and it's... It's Cliffy.
Okay. Carla, Cliff.
Yes.
Norm.
Really?
I think that
might
be.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. I know I saw them in the teaser.
Yeah, I like that.
Kirstie Alley.
And Kirstie Alley. That's right.
It's fun.
So, no Sam and Diane.
No.
Well, Sam's on The Good Place now.
Oh, so he can't cross-pollinate.
Well,
I get it.
Where's Diane?
I think she's taking a powder.
Oh, no. Taking a powder.
That's an old expression.
Yeah, I was
going to
say. That's your cigarette holder over there.
See, I'm already starting.
Yeah, you're already.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes. True Confession Tuesday. Get it off your chest. You'll feel better. So here is the confession today. It's the biggest secret I kept from my parents. Okay? That's what it is.
Okay.
Something mom and dad doesn't know or don't know. Let's start with Angela. What, you have one?
I got suspended for 3 days in the house when I was in high school.
No way, and they didn't find out?
Nope, I was a very good liar back in those days, and I managed to convince the principal not to tell my parents.
No way, not only a yep. great liar, but a good negotiator. You should yep. be in the CIA. What did you forge? Yeah.
I forged a note getting me out of school for the day.
Where were you going to get out of school?
Just hang out.
Just hanging out, Angela.
I yep, like
just
you.
Hanging out. I had to walk home every day,
okay.
15 miles from the school.
15
but it was
miles?
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. About that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's a good
ways.
One. That's
all right, Angela.
It's a good secret.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Mickey, you have a true confession you never told your parents?
Yes, that I failed a very expensive college class that they paid for.
Oh. What was it?
It was math.
Oh, wow.
Math.
You didn't
understood.
Tell us math.
So, did they ever ask about it? Do they still not know?
Nope, they don't know. Still to this day, and I graduated 3 years ago from college.
Oh, wow.
Dang. So, like, what now? Why did you have to pay for this extra class? What was the deal?
Well, I just retook it, and they didn't really look too much into it.
Uh-huh.
But classes I already took versus the classes I needed to take. So kind of that just, it just really got by.
Okay.
Well, I don't blame
you. Are you a math teacher?
Yeah.
Guess not.
That's fine. No, thank you, Mickey.
No.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, Patty, you have a true confession you never told your parents?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
That my husband and I, we eloped, and they never knew anything about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have a second wedding, so to speak?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But you were married when you got married.
Right.
Oh.
Did they ever find out?
No.
Wow.
Wow, that's a good secret keeper.
Yeah, Patty.
I would have spilled that.
Where are they?
They're gone, unfortunately.
So your secret is safe.
Are you still married, or did you have to get divorced twice?
No, we're still married.
All right, good.
Oh, good.
Wow. The
yeah, elopement. I was pregnant, and
oh,
I
it
was
gets better.
Just to tell them.
Yeah.
So if they ever found out, I probably would have been dead. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, so no, you did the right thing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, the baby was born in 7 months. That's interesting.
Right? Yeah.
Thank you, Patty.
All right.
There's some good ones there. Elopement, that's old-fashioned.
Yeah.
You know, the old elopement. Okay, we'll take a couple more calls. We have a True Confession Tuesday. We have an awesome WROR T-shirt. Comes in royal blue.
I wonder what yep. anniversary they celebrate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good
both.
Point.
Both. It ain't cheap, Brian. It ain't cheap. All right, you have a true confession you want to make? We're taking more right now.
Call the ROR Morning Show now at 617-931-1057. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
All right. 722 at WROR. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. It is True Confession Tuesday. Today, we're asking you the simple question. What would you confess now that you never told your parents? Okay, we've had some good ones. Let's go, Zoe. Good morning, Zoe. What's the true confession?
So the true confession is in my late 20s, early 30s, I toured the dead and toured with the dead, and I collected acid, different types of acid from all over, and I have over 1,000 hits of acid hidden behind my parents' Salvador Dali painting.
Wait a minute.
Okay, that's amazing.
What? Zoe,
yes,
really?
And,
for
and
real?
I talked my mom into insuring it higher, and it wasn't her living room, but now she moved to an assisted living, and the painting is with her. And it's also supposed to be gifted to the Dali Museum in Florida, and I don't exactly know what to do with this stuff behind it.
Nothing. Just let it go.
Yeah. No one's going to, like, yeah.
Jeez. I always thought when I'm old and, you know, I would like to not be, and I'm stuck somewhere, I would like to go on some trip. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You should go get it.
Yeah. Wow.
You should go get it.
Okay, Zoe.
That's amazing.
Wow. There really is. A lot of elements there.
It's so good, you know. We've wrapped up in aluminum foil and plastic. And anyway, yeah.
Wow. Zoe, 1,000 hits.
Yeah.
Oh, at least, if not more.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Diet, blinkers. Oh, yeah, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
I got it going on.
You are.
Zoe, you are
incredible.
A fun
Zoe.
Girl.
Zoe, wow. You are a trip, Zoe.
You're going to have a good time at that assisted living place
exactly.
If they find them.
Yeah.
All right. That's
thank
you.
Thank you, Zoe. All right, Riley, what do you got?
My freshman year of college. It was a homecoming, and they had come up to visit me, and I told them that I was running late to meet them on campus, and I actually was had gotten arrested and was waiting to get released by the campus police officer.
Now, what were you arrested for, Riley?
Maybe some underage drinking.
Oh, wait, did they ever find out?
Later on, about maybe, I think it was Christmas Eve of that year, my brother, who actually paid the bail, kind of released the information to them without me knowing.
Oh, God. Snitches get stitches.
It was a rough Christmas that day.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
The life of Riley.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, literally.
Love it. Thanks, Riley.
Yeah,
take care of you. Bye-bye. Kelly Randolph, you have a true confession?
I do.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I was in middle school, and we lived in a fairly wealthy town, and I had asked my mother for some money to buy my friends Christmas gifts, and we were definitely poorer than everyone else, and she had told me, no, we couldn't afford it, so one day when she went to work, I went through her jewelry box, and I took out things that I hadn't seen her wear in a while, and I gifted them to my friends.
How old were you?
I was probably, I don't know, 11 or 12.
Maybe. Oh, my God. Did she find out?
I don't believe so. She never asked me about it, and I never heard her mention that anything was missing.
Jeez.
So
did
I
your
think
friend...
now it's some of the items I believe nowadays would be worth a decent amount of money, so I kind of feel guilty
like a nice
about
brooch
it, would...
for a 12-year-old?
Yeah,
right.
Do you ever see those friends?
What's that?
Do you ever see the friends you gave the jewelry to?
No.
No, they all sold it and moved away.
Yeah.
I love it, Kelly.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. Poor mom.
I know, but that's all right. She doesn't know. What should
she has plenty left, so it's okay.
Okay, good. That's good.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Do you have a true confession you never told your parents?
I do.
All right. Let's hear it.
I went out on a date with a young man that I was interested in and had a little bit too much to drink. Mm-hmm. And when I came home, my father demanded to know who I was with. So there was another boy down the street who wanted to date me, and I didn't want to date him, so I told him I was with him so my father wouldn't let me anywhere near him.
Oh, my God. That's
a good boy. Wow.
Wow.
So how long did it go with the bad boy?
I married him.
Look at that. So dad eventually
that's
found
awesome.
Out, right?
Wow.
That gets you a t-shirt right there. I mean, that's great.
That's great.
Okay. How long have you been married?
27 years.
Congrats.
Oh, that's great.
Right. All right.
You still a big drinker?
All right. Okay. Hang on.
Thank you.
LBF, you just can't ask people that. Jeez.
Asking.
That was fun. So Donna gets the t-shirt and Circle gets the square. Congratulations. Brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's, LBF.
Celebrities. They get scammed just like us.
Uh-huh.
Also, they talk to dead people.
Mm-hmm.
And a Dancing with the Stars person is not busy enough dancing. I'll tell you why in a minute. But first, Alec Baldwin. He got duped. I can't believe this happened to him because he's a New Yorker.
Yeah.
He got duped into buying those expensive tickets for his family for a Statue of Liberty cruise over the weekend. They were $40 tickets in Lower Manhattan. You know, anybody who's ever gone there, and there's always like these people out there selling these tickets, and you got to get in the long line because that's the only one that really is like legit.
Mm-hmm.
And he got fooled. He scalped the tickets, and then I know.
Come on.
And they told him to go get on a bus, and he's like, "Wait a minute, why am I getting on a bus to go see
Statue of Liberty?"
And so what he ended up doing is what I do when I want to tour the Statue of Liberty is I get on the Staten Island ferry. Mm. Which is very inexpensive. Yeah. You can get a beer, and it doesn't cost that much.
And they
you
don't
just
stop.
It just drives by. So you don't get.
It's a drive by.
It's a drive by, but you don't need to go.
Well, he's got 8 kids, so I mean,
he was looking for a break. Five.
Yeah.
Does he have 5? Maybe the 6. Well, speaking of kids, Dancing with the Stars star and Dawson's Creek alum James Vanderbeek, his wife is pregnant with his 6th child.
No wonder he's on that show. Okay.
Right. I mean, God. Yes. I thought he was busy dancing, but he wasn't. Mm. 6 children.
Vanderbeek.
Yep, that guy.
Guess we know what dances he likes.
Yep.
Okay, talking to ghosts. This is my favorite story of the day because it involves crazy people. Helena Bonham Carter, who is a little nutty, she's going to be playing Princess Margaret in The Crown, which, by the way, starts on Netflix November 17th. So mark your calendar. It's such a good show.
Oh, let me mark it. What is that?
November 17th.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in preparing for the role, a lot of people, they look at footage and they talk to relatives. Well, she decided to hire a medium to go knock, knock, knocking at Margaret's dead door.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they had
a conversation, apparently, Margaret and Helena. Mm. So this is what Carter asked her, "Are you okay with me playing you?" And Margaret said, "You're better than the other actress they were thinking of. They will not admit who it was." So she immediately started off with a compliment. Thanks, Margaret. And she said, then Margaret told her, "But you're going to have to brush up and be more groomed and neater. Get the smoking right. I smoked in a very particular way. Remember that. This is a big note. The cigarette holder was as much a weapon for expression as it was for smoking."
That medium's good.
Wow.
Man, she hit. I'm almost convinced. That's good.
Are you convinced?
Not really.
I'm not really convinced either.
No. Hey, I have a question. Last night I was watching Wheel.
Yeah. Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, Wheel.
Yeah. Okay.
Me and Pat. And
that's
you sent
funny.
No, don't go there. So you sent a text to Brian and me with Axl Rose and Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
That was devastating.
They're just not aging as well as some people.
What happened to Axl Rose?
He just got puffy, or he had some fillers. Fillers are very tricky.
Oof.
When you are going to be doing anything to your face, fillers, you have to go to the best person because fillers soon become like monstrous.
Good
and gross.
To know.
Okay, just FYI.
What'd you say they look like?
They look like They look like bookstore owners. They look like the two women bookstore owners.
Sorry to hear that.
They don't look great.
No.
But I wanted to just share that with you last night while you were watching Wheel.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Thank you. I blew that puzzle.
If you didn't feel old watching Wheel,
this'll do it.
All
right, and I got a little tidbit here for you. Steve Perry from Journey had his album out last year. He's coming back. He's going to have a Christmas album.
Really?
A Very Perry Christmas.
Really?
I don't know if he's
like
calling
that.
It that, but I'm calling it that.
I think he should.
Yeah. Wouldn't you call that a Very?
Yeah. I would get
a
that.
A Very Perry
the
Christmas.
Name alone.
Get a nice ugly Christmas sweater. That'd look
Why
great.
Yeah. So for Journey fans, or Steve Perry fans, got a little Christmas album coming out.
Nice.
That'll be a stocking stuffer for us Wheel watchers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, come
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask 10 questions. If our caller gets all 10 correct in 60 seconds, she will win $1,000. Let's meet our player, Deb Turner, a registered nurse. What is it?
Toner.
Toner?
Huh? We have the right caller on.
Like the copier?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Really? Toner. Okay.
Oh, spell it for me, Deborah.
Okay.
T-O-N-E-R.
Well, that's easy. They wrote right. Turner on it. All right. All right. Well, they're gone.
Okay. Yep. We got one wrong.
Yeah. They'll be
sacked. That's my favor.
Yeah. All right, Deb, you are a registered nurse. Where do you do that?
I do per diem right now, so I juggle between a few places.
Okay. Oh, cool.
All right. So,
wow, you're a nurse and a juggler.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you know how to play. If you don't know one, just say pass. We'll get back to it if we have time. You ready to go, Deb?
I am.
Here we go.
What city is nicknamed Beantown?
Boston.
What's 12 plus 2?
24. Oh, 14.
What breed of dog is Cujo?
Cujo. Yeah.
What sign of the zodiac is represented by a bull?
Taurus.
Who sings We Got the Beat?
We Got the Beat. Oh, my God. We Got the Beat.
What popular cocktail does James Bond like shaken, not stirred?
Martini.
True or false, Louisiana is named after a French king?
True.
What ballet includes Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy?
Nutcracker.
What vitamin is known as the sunshine vitamin?
C.
What's the first of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's five stages of grief?
Denial.
What breed of dog is Cujo?
St. Bernard.
Who sings We Got the Beat?
Go-Go.
Oh, you got Go-Go.
Man.
Wow. All right, let's count through. How many did you guys count up here?
I think we've got one wrong.
Yeah, she got one wrong. You got one wrong.
Oh.
And I was the one I thought you would get right.
Go ahead.
The vitamin that's known as the sunshine.
It's D.
It's D.
D.
Deb, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, I know that because I'm vitamin D.
Oh, my God.
Poor Deb.
You did such a good job. I mean, that is just, you were robbed.
We just almost gave away $1,000, and you knew the answer.
Oh. Yeah. One letter right next to each other. Oh, you're killing me. I think I'm more disappointed.
When I said D, I almost went, no, D. And then I was afraid.
If you went back, oh, man.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well.
9 out of 10.
Nine out of ten. You have bragging rights.
You do.
Yeah.
But, you know. And also, we don't let anybody walk away empty-handed around here.
No, we don't.
You have
Deb.
a bunch of vitamin D's for you.
I blame orange juice commercials.
I do, too. Sunny Delight.
Yeah.
It's Sunny D, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was the first thing that popped in.
All right.
I know these things. Oh, well, goodness.
Deb, you did. We're convinced you know, but you got to get all 10 right. Unfortunately, you did not. But we do have a pair of passes or tickets, I should say, to see Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band at the final tour. There you go. That's nice. Boy, you're going to have a lot to talk about at Thanksgiving this year. Aren't you, Deb? Oh, boy.
My husband's going to kill me.
No. Oh, that's all right.
Well,
he's probably blowing $1,000 that you don't know about. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Deb. Thanks for playing.
Thank you so you did much an for awesome the opportunity. Job.
Dude, do you still like us, though? Because there were...
I love you all.
Okay, that's great.
Oh, good. That's good.
She loved LBF, and I said, give her 60 seconds. We'll see.
We almost did it. We almost did it, Deb.
Yep. That's okay.
All right, Deb, hang on. We'll get you those tickets. Yeah, it's Bob Seger's final tour at TD Garden. It's Thursday, October 24th. That's too bad because, you know, she knew him.
I know.
It's one thing if she was 9 out of 10,
she really got the Go-Go's one right at the buzzer.
Damn, take that vitamin D, Deb. Okay, so if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just do what Deb did. Go to WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. And a cloudy afternoon, high 67. I don't even know what to wear anymore. I'm wearing short sleeves because yesterday was balmy. All right?
It was. It was really windy.
You're wearing a vest, a sweater, and
I get a chill because I'm so thin.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing with you. That was funny.
That was a guffaw by Bob. He went all in.
No. Because...
You can't hide that laugh.
You probably shouldn't try to explain it.
No, I think I know. But no. The only explanation I have is something I've never said out loud either. So if it makes you feel better, I've never said, okay, did I mention the tube top was invented in 1975 on this date?
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Alex Trebek, Brian and I, as it turns out, we watch Jeopardy and Wheel.
Yeah, it makes you smarter.
Yep, it does. Good for the family. Brian, you watch it with the kids too, right?
Yeah, it's good. Wheel's great for the kids. Yep. Gotta do some spelling.
Oh, that's good. You're right. So you're after, a better parent than I am.
After Wheel, it's Alex Trebek and Jeopardy. So he announced yesterday. I mean, he's had some regrets about going so public, he said, with his pancreatic cancer, because he thinks that people are going to him as the go-to guy about it now.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not smart enough to really be the spokesperson for it. He's just dealing with his own way. But it seems like he's had a setback here.
I will keep doing it as long as my skills do not diminish, and they have started to diminish. I talk to the producers about this all the time now. I say, look, I'm slurring my words. My tongue doesn't work as well as it used to. The chemo has caused sores inside my mouth. It makes it difficult for me to speak and enunciate properly. They said, well, we don't notice. I said, yeah, I notice those things. And I'm sure there are observant members of the television audience who notice also. But they're forgiving.
How classy is he?
Yeah, I feel terrible.
79,
about it. Yeah.
I know. I don't know who could do that job. I know I just threw that out there. I'm sure producers must be thinking, like, who can fill in if and when Alex decides to step down, you know?
I mean, I don't think that's going to be a really hard person to replace. And maybe, hopefully he can get through this stage and he'll have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a terrible thing.
It is. Really, it stinks. You're watching a guy on TV and we know that that's a disease that most people don't, come out of. So sad. So watch it. Put down your below deck.
I know.
Yeah. Because
below deck is not making me any smarter.
No, no.
At all. No, it is making me really, really dumb.
But you're seeing some beautiful port of call.
I want to go to Tahiti,
okay,
though.
Okay, there you go.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's 80s and more. It's 8:53. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. Don't forget, today, John Mellencamp is your 80s artist of the day. Last week for your shot at $1,000 at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. So Julie Devereaux has your next opportunity at 11 o'clock. So we were just talking about Alex Trebek, and it doesn't sound good. Even he was saying that he's starting to feel, some of the effects of all the radiation.
He's such a perfectionist, and he wants it to be perfect. And so if he feels himself slipping or declining, he says he's going to step down.
That's where he's
at.
So we thought, well, who do you replace Alex Trebek with? And we can't really think of anybody offhand.
Yeah, I mean, other than, if a past champion, Ken Jennings or Austin.
But are they charming enough?
Austin's got a lot of personality.
Oh, he's got maybe too much.
Too much. Yeah. I think you got to what was so great about Alex Trebek, what is so great about Alex Trebek is that he has a certain...
He has a way of being really smart, even though he's just reading them off a card.
I know,
it's amazing,
right?
It's
exactly.
Really amazing.
Yeah. He's not showy, but he's
and he does
snobby.
The accents too.
Just snobby enough.
Just snobby enough. Yes, I like it.
He does the accents.
Yeah,
great when they do like. But anyway, so that's a tough job to replace. But anybody, as it turns out, can be a college football announcer.
Really?
Yeah. You want to hear what is being called the worst Hail Mary touchdown call of all time?
Okay.
Here it is. Please don't get too excited. He didn't.
Pettis trying to get some push. Brenner's going to get it there, no doubt about it. What's going to happen now?
Mm. Yeah.
That is caught for a touchdown.
Oh,
I don't believe
God.
It.
I don't believe
Four guys back there, they couldn't stop the play. I don't know who caught it. Oh, it's going to be Justin Davis.
Oh, yeah.
What a walk-off win for Ashland. Mm. Incomprehensible series of events for Grand Valley on the last two plays.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that guy is calm. You want him... next to you on a plane.
Yeah.
Or flying the plane. I mean, geez, that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got pilot calm.
Yeah. There's calm, and then there's
wing
pilot
just
calm.
Fell off,
and then there's that
we'll
guy
be
calm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
the ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.